This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Folks, this is our ramp up to the Super Bowl 59 segment with Jay Cicero, president and CEO of the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee and the Sports Foundation. And I know that Jay is excited to be here to tell us exactly how many days, how many hours, and how many minutes the countdown is to the Super Bowl. Jay, welcome to the show.
New, I know you like to needle me on countdown clocks, but it's 100 days out. I don't know how many hours left in minutes, but it's 100 days out and the countdown is on. That's for sure. It'll be here sooner than we know it.
So, Jay, I gave you some relief. I was thinking about having Michael Heck do the intro this morning. just to add a little bit of pressure.
I've been on calls all day yesterday and most of the morning with Michael, so we're coordinating well. It's been great.
Absolutely. At times flying by, Jay, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it just seems like this month of October, just a blink of an eye and it was gone. But a lot of great things happening. We've come out of this Eras Tour, Taylor Swift, 3 days, a real test, and from my perspective, great execution.
You know, let me just say, boy, was she impressive, and her business model and what she's able to accomplish, not only in New Orleans, but worldwide. You have to admire it. It really is. From a major event folks like we are, it's something you look at and you have to tip your hat to what she's done and the atmosphere that she's created. But preparations for Super Bowl are moving full steam ahead. We're on track for all of our major initiatives. The stadium renovations are basically finished. Citywide improvements. I know that people have now probably noticed how well Porter Street is clearing after a lot of renovations, a lot of headache over the summer, and the Crescent City Connection, the lighting, all that's finished. And we're putting the final touches on everything in the next 2 or 3 months leading up to February 9th.
Yeah, and I know, I guess the NFL's been in town, out of town quite a bit here lately too, right?
Absolutely. We are in constant communication with them by either virtual calls or site visits, and there's a number of NFL staff as well as their vendors and their sponsors who are in and out of town constantly. So we are on our toes and providing the service to the NFL as we normally would.
And you guys are still raising money to put this show on in many respects, right?
We are. I like to say, the 2-minute warning for our fundraising effort. I'm happy to say that this is further along than we've ever been at this time. It may be late for some people think it may be late. It's not. But we're further along than we've ever been in the process. It's obviously a lot more money to raise this time around. But we're excited that those efforts have gone on and progressed ahead of schedule from where we've been in the past 3 Super Bowls that the Sports Foundation has managed.
There's been a lot of chatter about the economic impact of the Taylor Swift concert and a lot of comparisons to the Super Bowl. What are you seeing as it relates to data, and what do you anticipate this impact will be on the city and state?
Well, we really haven't done a study for 2025 yet. What we do have is a study done by the University of New Orleans in 2013, the last time that we hosted. And the economic impact was a little over $480 million on the state of Louisiana and the greater New Orleans area. And so you have to anticipate 12 years later that number and the growth of the event, that number is going to be higher than that. So I don't like to throw out economic impact numbers that aren't backed by a study, but it's the largest sporting events that moves around the country each year.
Jay, have y'all heard of numbers from Las Vegas at all?
You know, it's hard to compare their numbers because we don't know how they calculated them. But it's basically double where we were last time, so upwards of $1 billion. But we don't know how those economic impact numbers are calculated in Nevada versus Louisiana. So there's a lot of different aspects of calculating a number, but it certainly was an impressive result coming out of Las Vegas this year.
There's a lot of intangible benefits too, right, that we don't often talk about and we don't often associate a money value to.
Yeah, absolutely. There are volunteers that are part of this, and that's really not intangible, but the intangibles being the pride, I think, that people have in hosting major events like a Taylor Swift 3-day concert and the Sugar Bowl and the Bayou Classic and the New Orleans Bowl and all the other events that we have annually here. Jazz Fest certainly in that mix, French Quarter Fest certainly in that mix too. You know, hosting these events is kind of led to what our theme is of the host committee, is it's what we do. And people take pride in that. And I think that you've seen a lot of rallying from groups, the state of Louisiana, the city of New Orleans, and other groups that are saying, you know, we want to put our best foot forward for these events. And hopefully we'll have the ambition to keep it like that far beyond the Super Bowl in February.
Obviously, you guys have been releasing more and more information and more activities, because this is not really just about the game. I mean, there's so much more to do for so many days before the game. What do we know thus far, and what can people expect that travel here to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, let's start off with what our locals and more than that can expect. Our ambassador program closed out on Monday, the 28th, we were shooting for 7,000 folks to sign up to be volunteer ambassadors Super Bowl the week of the game. We ended up with 7,019, and so an overwhelming response. Those ambassadors will be receiving training and with the skills and information that's needed for the events they'll be working. The ambassador program is sponsored by Chevron. They are a great community partner of ours, and Chevron is going to participate in the training and coordinating of all those ambassadors in preparation for that week. So, after training and after the ambassadors are officially trained, we're going to invite them all to the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl on December 19th. And they're going to get, you know, exclusive swag and that is associated with being an ambassador. And they'll be invited to a post-event party that we always throw for all of our volunteers. But, you know, kudos to Chevron for stepping up and being a host committee partner and grabbing that category in relationship to the city. I mean, that really reaches out to not only several thousand people, but everyone else that these volunteer ambassadors touch. I'm going to talk about everything else going on in the city that week. There's a lot going on. We did announce our Super Bowl host committee parade, which is going to take place Saturday, February 8th, starting in the French Quarter and moving throughout the CBD and Warehouse District. But on Monday, February 3rd, there is a Super Bowl opening night, which is a family-friendly event. I think tickets are $20. And it is the both participating teams and coaches on the floor of the Superdome. And they're going to be interviewed by the media. And folks who attend that will be able to see the decor in the dome. They'll be able to see everything associated with the facility itself, how it's dressed, and get a sense and feel of the Super Bowl, as well as seeing all the players about as up close as they're going to get that week, players and coaches. So it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience there. And then the Super Bowl experience, which we're used to having here, these fan experiences at the Memorial Convention Center, will take place that Wednesday through Saturday. Wednesday's a kids' day, discounted day, but it is the NFL's interactive theme park. So that starts that Wednesday of game week. And then Wednesday night, right now, there is a Super Bowl soulful celebration at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. It's a night that unites cultures with an inspirational concert celebrating music, faith, and football. It starts, it's premiered and broadcast on Fox at 7 p.m. On that evening. On that Saturday. But NFL Honors is on Thursday. It's at the Sanger Theater. That is the NFL's Oscar night for everything of recognizing outstanding performances and outstanding players. And they actually announced the Hall of Famers for the first time at that event. And then on Saturday, there are a couple of events that I want to point out. The Louisiana Culture Fest will be happening Friday and Saturday, but at the French Market area. And the French Market is actually managing that on behalf of the host committee. We're going to be showing off Louisiana culture tribes and our Native American tribes and rich history of jazz and Zydeco music, as well as all the Louisiana cultures represented in that area on that Friday and Saturday. Saturday afternoon is a Taste of the NFL, which raises funds to fight youth hunger and student hunger by increasing access to nutritious meals in schools. There'll be a number of celebrity chefs involved with that. That's taking place at the National World War II Museum on Saturday afternoon. So those are just the official events that are going on. There's hundreds of private events and other events that are going to be happening that are not necessarily the responsibility of the host committee or the NFL, but that will be taking place here in downtown New Orleans.
And, I mean, that's just a little taste of all of the events, and I know that there are more to come as plans get solidified. But if you come down here for Super Bowl for that week, it's not like you're going to have to look hard for things to do, because there's a whole plethora of activities that are scheduled. We got to get to a break. We're visiting with Jay Cicero, president and CEO of the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee and the New Orleans Sports Foundation. And when we come back, we'll visit with the chair of one of the committees to that host committee, Kim Boyle. She's the chair of the Supplier Diversity Committee. And then we'll visit with Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back as we participate with our ramp up to Super Bowl 59 with Jay Cicero. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Kim Boyle. She's an executive committee member of the Sports Foundation, and chairman of the Host Committee Supplier Diversity Committee, and the most recent recipient of the Greater New Orleans Lewis A. Martinet Legal Society's Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honor awarded by that society. And she's a first in many categories, and always enjoy speaking with her. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Knowles. Great to be here. Always great to speak with you.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's see. So we're talking about supplier diversity and the importance of same as the Super Bowl heads this way. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, obviously, Newell, I know you know this. Supplier diversity is really, really important because it's going to drive economic growth in our community. It drives economic growth for local businesses, but it drives economic growth for the entire community, but it's also a focus on equity in our community, ensuring that the diverse members of our community, be it racial diversity, gender diversity, the disabled community, LGBTQ, and certainly veterans-owned businesses, all have an opportunity to participate in one of the biggest events on the globe, the Super Bowl that we will host on February 9th of 2025. So we believe that supplier diversity is critical. It's economic growth, it's equity, but it's also innovation. We're bringing innovative solutions. We're bringing fresh perspectives to how we do business in this community and the businesses that we're engaged in.
So tell us about how this source program is implemented and how it works programmatically. I guess a lot of these folks have already signed up and have gone through the process of being approved and things of that nature.
Yes, that's exactly correct, Noah. We had a pretty detailed process to get it to the point of businesses that are actually now in the program. You're fully aware of this because you had us on much earlier in the process.
Sure.
Where we introduced the process and we introduced the program to businesses in this Tim Parish area. So we had a number of events where we talked about the program, where Maisha Boyce from the NFL flew down, talked about the program. We provided information, and we allowed a number of businesses. In fact, any business that wanted to apply that met the criteria, they applied for the program, then it was narrowed down. So it's now been narrowed down to 200 phenomenal local business owners who, again, are diverse from a gender standpoint, diverse from a racial standpoint, members of the disabled community, LGBTQ community, veteran-owned businesses, such that they can actually contract with NFL contractors for the February 29th, 2025 Super Bowl. So they will be, they actually have already been highlighted. We had a great, great, great event at the renovated Caesars Superdome in October, where these 200 selected businesses had opportunities to network, actually tour the facilities, and network with each other, as well as with some of the contractors who are going to be the primes for the Super Bowl on February 9th. So it was a phenomenal event, Noel. I really wish you could have been there.
Kim, you know, a lot of people don't realize a lot of what goes on, and this is emblematic of that. And I know that you probably have interacted with some of these 200 select business owners. What was their reaction?
Oh, my gosh. They were so excited to be there, and we were excited to host them there. It was one of the most fun events that I've had the opportunity to participate in, Noel, through this entire process. Everyone was engaged. Everyone was trying to network. Everyone was trying to learn from other businesses that may have absolutely nothing to do with their business. It was a really, really fun event. We provided lunch. So we had a great lunch provided by Duke Chase, who I know you know well. So we ate well. We had fun. It was a great networking opportunity, but it was also a great learning experience. So all in all, it was a phenomenal day, Newell. Really, really great day for the Super Bowl and certainly for the Supplier Diversity Committee.
What I love about it is it not only has an impact leading into the Super Bowl, but it leaves something behind as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the whole point is to basically help these businesses, these local businesses, provide them with opportunity, provide them with the ability to shine, which we know they will do, and it puts them in a higher profile situation. So they're learning information now that will help them develop and build their businesses moving forward. They will become more competitive, not just in the greater New Orleans area, but bluntly have opportunities, we believe, across the nation. And as you know, Mrs. Benson and the Saints are completely committed to this program, and they are committed to ensuring that the legacy of this program continues long after the game is over on February 9th. So the whole goal is not just focused on February 9th. It is focused on building business capacity such that these businesses continue to develop, do well, and really expand long after the Super Bowl is over on February 9th.
Kim, you as a lawyer, you work with a lot of business owners. I mean, this is one way of exhibiting being a good corporate partner to a community, right? I mean, this is being smart about what you do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, bottom line is, you know how we are in the city of New Orleans, New Orleans, and the greater New Orleans area. We're all about community. We're all about trying to work with each other and see that we all do well. And I'm a big believer, and I know you're a big believer. We want everyone in this community to do well. We want our large business owners to do well, but we certainly want our small business owners to do well because to a large degree, as you know, our small business owners, sometimes we refer to them as mom and pop shops, but our small business owners are basically the lifeblood of the local economy. So when they do well, we believe that everyone does well. They're employing people in our community. The people that own those businesses are actually employed by those businesses. So when they rise up and do well and they get the national spotlight that, in my view, they so richly deserve, it only inures to the benefit of the greater New Orleans area as a whole, and our whole economic development continues to thrive and move forward.
Absolutely. We just came out of, and I was mentioning this to Jay, the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift. It seemed like a trial run.
I loved it. For I was a lot there, of, Noel. I was there.
Well, I was going to ask you if you were a Swiftie, baby.
Look, I've become one. I wasn't one before I went. I really just wanted to go see what it was all about. Now I'm a Swiftie, Noel.
You know, as Jay pointed out, the production and everything else and the whole thing with it is huge. But and I've had people say, you know, like you guys that are involved in the inner workings of a lot of what's happening here, they said it was like one of the closest things ever to a Super Bowl that they've ever seen, which is, you know, quite
Absolutely.
A testament, quite frankly. You know, and it tested
Absolutely, no.
a lot of the pressure points that we're going to have for the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Noel. I went the Sunday night, and it was one of the best events I've been to really in my adult life. I go to a lot of concerts. Everyone who knows me knows I love music. So I go to a lot of concerts in small venues, large venues, etc. Everything clicked and everything worked. There were no problems with getting in. Security was all around, but everyone was friendly. Everyone was getting along. And then once you got in the Superdome, it was just a friendly, upbeat environment. So I believe it gave the world, it certainly gave the nation, a show of what we're going to do on February 9th. And it's going to show that, consistent with our motto for this Super Bowl, it's what we do. This is what we do. We put on big events, and we put them on better than any other city in the United States. And I believe that the Taylor Swift show really exemplified and illustrated who we are and what we're going to do on February 9th.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the volunteer work that you do. I know they're paying you that big check over there at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation.
She's getting a raise after this interview.
She's getting a raise. You're doubling her salary.
Jay's promoting me. Jay's promoting me, Noel. I'm moving on up.
I love it. And again, congratulations for your most recent recognition and achievement award with the Lewis A. Martinet Legal Society. Well deserved. We'll be right back, folks. Got to get to a break. We'll be back with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Stay with us. Continuing with our ramp up to Super Bowl 59 with Jay Cicero segment, and we'll be visiting with Jay as we get closer and closer to the Super Bowl to give you all the details and particulars. We just visited with Kim Boyle, Chair of the Supplier Diversity Committee, and next up is Walt Leger. The Walt Leger, quite frankly, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. And he is the chair of the Hotels and Services Committee chair. And he's going to be willing to give out his cell phone number in case you're looking for a hotel, maybe.
You got a couple of those calls just today, Noel.
Just
great
today.
To be with you, as always.
Oh, man, it's going to be tight.
I talked to one local hotel this morning. I said, I'm desperately looking for a hotel room. They said, we have three that we're holding for the owners of the hotel. We may be able to release those in the next month or so. I'll let you know. You know, I mean,
is it because their team of choice is not doing very well right now?
I guess we'll see, right? Well, I guess we'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's going to be exciting. And a hotel room is going to be more than a hot commodity.
Yeah. So what are you hearing from the hoteliers in the city at this point? 100 days out, getting close and coming up fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time. Obviously, we're feeling very full from an occupancy standpoint. I think one of the things the hoteliers are still looking at is the opportunity to host special events. It's one thing to have the hotel rooms full. It's another thing to have meeting space, ballrooms, and, you know, other ancillary services available and be able to provide those. So as sponsors are continuing to look for places to host corporate events, as other corporate interests are interested in coming into the city during that time, hotels are still having the opportunity to provide some, you know, food and beverage service, as well as ballrooms or meeting space to be able to accommodate folks. So sales are still happening. People are still out there selling what they've got to offer, but from a hotel room perspective, things are very tight, not just in the city, but throughout the region, in the Jefferson Parish and the St. Charles Parish and beyond. So everyone's gearing up and had a good test run at high capacity occupancy over the last week and are ready to go.
What's interesting about this is that, and you and I have talked about this before, 6,000 members of the media will converge here probably on right around all the same time, right?
Should be here for around probably a week leading up to the Super Bowl, getting ready to welcome those teams, but also being able to tell the broader story of the city. So that's really exciting. In fact, we have 25 members of the press coming in within the next week or two that we're hosting here, along with our partners at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and others. They'll be staying at the new Caesars Hotel property, so they'll get to check that out. But they'll also be given a tour of the region and all over the city so that they can get some perspective on what to expect as the Super Bowl comes up. We've got members of the traditional media, members of the travel media, and members of the even the travel trade media to talk about our ability to host complex events and conventions, conferences, and meetings. So really excited about welcoming one of the largest press trips that we've ever hosted. I know Kelly Scholes on our team, who's been doing this for many years and is consummate professional, tells me it's the largest group of media at one time that we've hosted. So excited to have 25 members of the international press in to be able to get a view of the city at this time. And that'll be over the next couple of weeks. So we're in full preparation and now even production mode.
Well, this may seem like a crazy question, but I was just kind of curious. Does the cruise industry do anything around this Super Bowl event? I mean, is there something that they do?
Well, so the cruise industry has their cruises that continue to operate. There have been times in other cities where, I think Jacksonville, for example, where cruise ships were actually used to serve as hotels, essentially, to accommodate the crowds there. That's not something that that we're looking at. It's not something that the Coast Guard allows at this point. And so there won't be any kind of special accommodation being provided, but there certainly are cruising options for people to come in and out and continue to cruise out of the port here in New Orleans. And I would suspect that they're probably even maybe even a little more popular at that time because you get the opportunity to be in the city at least for a day or so while all this other excitement is going on. So cruises continues, as you know, and we've talked about before, it just continues to thrive in our area. We're one of the unique ports that offers the seagoing cruises, but also the river cruises. And those continue to be very popular, especially since Viking has been on the scene in the last couple of years. And we're doing a lot more cruise business than we were doing before COVID, and that continues to be more and more popular. And we're fortunate to be such a popular port.
When we begin to add up the seconds and the minutes and the hours of exposure that we are given as the beneficiary of the Super Bowl around the world. And I know it's probably hard to quantify, but what does this mean to the city in the long run?
This is one of those events that gives you an afterglow that lasts long into the future, and we've seen it before. I think traditionally we see it, and as have other cities. From a sales standpoint, you know, we work so hard to bring meetings and conferences and conventions to the city. This gives us a boost in sales. It makes people say, if they haven't thought of New Orleans in a while, it certainly brings us to the top of mind. To your point, from a media standpoint, it's tens of millions of dollars in value, maybe even more than that. You know, I mean, it's difficult to quantify the reach. What we do know is it's not the kind of attention that you can really purchase. You've got to earn it by having events like this and then cultivating those relationships with media and with press. So we've been working with Fox Sports for a year now as they've come in and talked about what kind of things they're interested in covering and looking at. And there are people. I talked to someone last week who's doing some documentary film work on a it's an hour long pre Super Bowl show about John Madden that will also cover some really exciting things happening across the region here in the greater New Orleans area and in the city of New Orleans. There are just so many things and so much reach, and especially as content creations become so easy to do and easy to create and push out there and publish, it's you can't really put a value on it. We know that it's something you can't buy. It's invaluable.
Absolutely. So we come out of this dry run of Taylor Swift. You and I talked earlier in the week, execution perfect, touched all the pressure points, as I said earlier, really gave us an opportunity, I think, to test the system, test a lot of the new nuances of the city, whether it's infrastructure, the dome in its re-engineered fashion. I can't think of any, we've really been able to test ourselves. And as you said, we're built to host. So I hope the NFL and others are recognizing what has gone on here, and they appreciate the position that we find ourselves in at the present time.
Yeah, I sure hope so, too. I think they do. You know, as we talk to them and work with them, they are pretty consistently comfortable working with the team here, from the Sports Foundation to the stadium to the convention center, on and on. I think it's hard to even really thank the team at the Superdome enough for the execution that they just delivered on three nights in a row of sold-out crowds. You know, I think if you're not in the business, you don't necessarily – think about how much effort and work that goes into that. But that team there, the execution that they were able to pull off three nights in a row, is pretty exhausting. And certainly same people showing up day in and day out to get it done. But it was, you know, an incredible level of service. And with the Superdome, it's one day. So we certainly being able to execute it 3 days in a row gives them, I think, a lot of confidence, and certainly gives the community a lot of confidence about what they can do. The airport's another example. I mean, they executed, you know, very, very well, given record levels of people moving in and out. And so that gives them a great opportunity to build some confidence. And I think there'll actually be more TSA officials and other professionals brought in for the Super Bowl than were brought in for the Taylor Swift concerts. And so I think that, again, the technical aspects, we have we now have even more confidence that we're going to do that well, and that matters a lot to everyone that is choosing a location to do business with. They need the technical things to go right so that they can come in and produce their event, their meeting, their conference, their concert, their sporting event. The logistics have to work well, and it's great to get that behind you. Now we know what it takes to get it done in 2024, and we'll get ready to do that again in 2025.
Absolutely. Walt, thank you so much for joining us. Let's bring Jay back in for final thoughts. Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Sports Foundation and head of the host committee here for the Super Bowl. Final thoughts, Jay.
What struck me with both Kim and Walt is that what talent we have here and leadership that we have here in New Orleans. And we're very fortunate as a Sports Foundation and Super Bowl host committee to be able to pull in the talent to be able to volunteer their time to not only serve the host committee, but to be a part of something really special for New Orleans. And it's
no doubt. No doubt at all. No doubt at all. Is Walt, you still with us?
I'm still with you. Still here.
Well, Walt, I want you to know Jay gave Kim a promotion, didn't mention you, left you out.
I gave her a promotion and I doubled the raise.
And a raise. He doubled her salary.
And a raise. Well, she deserves it. Whatever she got, she deserves.
You, Walt, not so much, baby. Not so much.
For Walt, too.
Well, guys, thank y'all so much for all that y'all do, and thank you for the update. I mean, it's a big event, something to be very proud of, and we'll continue to meet with you, Jay, and your team to give folks a flavor of what's happening, what's headed our way relative to this event. So thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Newell.
Thanks so much, Newell. Thanks, Jay. Take care, everyone.
Alrighty, folks, we'll be right back after the break. We'll check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. Give us a shout, 504-260-1870 on Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL. Welcome back, folks. We're trying to get hooked up with Scoot, but he's got Free for All Friday coming your way. How was your Halloween night candy party? Was it wild in the streets? Did you see any inappropriate costumes? Plus, we can't ignore the positive drop in crime rate in New Orleans, but will people come back to the city? Will the wildly successful Taylor Swift weekend be a catalyst? And also, he's going to talk about Saints. Quarterback Derek Carr says he will be a psychopath when he returns to the Saints. The Saints have to beat the Panthers, will they? And he'll also talk about What generation admits to lying to pollsters about who they are and voting for? And right-wing radio talk show hosts in Wisconsin and other swing states are already telling their audiences about voter fraud in a stolen election. Do we have to go through this again? And what if Trump wins? What happens to the talk of voter fraud and a stolen election? So hang out with Scoot on the air weekdays, afternoons, 1 to 4 on WWL, and he's headed your way. We hope that you enjoyed today's show, folks. Have a safe and prosperous weekend. We'll see you again Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.